Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 50 of How You Met You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys to talk through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You Met You, or you can use the hashtag at How You Met You. So let's sit back, relax, let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yes. Sorry if I sound a bit weird today, like my voice just keeps going in and out for some reason. Aww. But anyway, the big news of last week is that icon Bobby is going to become a baby daddy.
Ooh.
And a husband. Oh, on the 20th of August, Bobby took to his Instagram with a handwritten letter for fans. I'm just going to say certain parts from it. If you want to read the full thing, then check out his Instagram. Basically, he has said, I quote, "I have promised marriage with a person I love. I am also becoming a father in September. I am happy to welcome a new family member, but I feel more apologetic to fans who must be taken aback by my news." He also continues, "I sincerely apologize to the people who are hurt or confused by my news. I will become a person who does not cause shame to my parents, along with the icon members and fans who have made my lacking self into someone who is needed in this world." So, yeah, Bobby's gonna be a baby daddy and a whole husband. But he shouldn't have to apologize for that. This man's a whole 25 years old, okay? So
it's his life.
Question, like, because I just want to start drama, stir the pot. Obviously, there's been mixed reviews. Yes. I don't know if that's even the right word to say.
Mixed opinions.
Mixed. That's better. Not reviews. It's not a dish, you know, or a film. So there's people that are congratulating him, saying that he's doing the right thing, whatever that means. And obviously there are other opinions that are like devastated. Lots of people saying that the reason why he's so like apologetic within his letter, I think, you know, he saw the backlash that EXO Chen went through when he announced his basically similar story about he's about to be a father and getting married. Yeah, I don't feel like he needs to apologize. Some people saying this is a shotgun marriage because, but I don't know. Like, I don't know Bobby like that. Like, I feel like people need to realize that sometimes people generally want to have a child. And 25 is not like, you know, he said he's 16 or something, where it's like, you know, like, it's a reasonable age to have your child. And
I think it's his business. Like, married. I feel like I get it because of, like, the culture. And I'm not just referring to Korean culture, but, like, the culture in the K-pop realm in terms of fans and interactions with their idols. But it's really no one's business. Like, it's his life.
Yeah.
So I don't think... Yes, if he wants to inform fans, because some fans feel as though they have a right to knowledge of certain areas of their idol's life and vice versa. But I don't think it's a post that needed or desired approval. Like, he wasn't asking for anyone's permission or, like, if everyone was okay with it. Like, he's just telling you, oh, life update, guys.
So but I feel like he is, him apologizing so much, especially, like, people I've hurt or confused by my news. Like, who are you referring to? Did you have, like, two girlfriends and then one girlfriend got pregnant? And then you're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm sorry for the people I hurt. Or are we talking about fans? Because I feel like we've mentioned this before about the parasocial relationships that K-pop companies, they force it to, where... people feel like they know a certain person because, you know, oh, I saw him on V Live yesterday, or we had a video chat, or whatever the case may be. And, like, the line is somewhat blurred, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
I saw this really interesting thread on Twitter. I really wanted this person to come in here and explain, like, not for hate or anything, just so I could like understand. I got it, but it's okay. But I'm gonna read Bear Fred. Don't come for me, this person. You tweeted it and it's still public, so I'm gonna read.
Ooh, that's on you. Fred.
This has got nothing to do with Shay. This is just Shanice being messy. Well, I'm not being messy. I'm just, it's just another perspective, basically. Okay. So this person says, okay, time to get serious. I see everywhere that we are happy with the news about Bobby. It's great that we are accepting, but we should also give some, time for us Bobbics. I didn't even know that was a thing. Anyway,
me neither.
Give some time to Bobbics to process the news. Don't guilt trip us if we're sad. This is a lot to take in. I'm still sad, but accepting. I know my limits as a fan, but it doesn't mean I can't be hurt by the sudden news. So I don't want people saying stuff like, you should be happy. You're just a fan. That's true, but give me time. I'm sure I'll mend my broken heart and truly accept Bobby's happiness as mine. I'm mentally tired right now because I have to pretend that I'm happy, to make jokes and stuff, but I'm not okay. The pain is too much. I hope my heart can heal before the baby is born, because I can't wait for mini Bobby to come out. Seriously speaking, this is the worst heartbreak I have over the man, over a man. I really like anyone, and when I found Bobby, I was really mesmerized by him and love him too much. Mom, look at your daughter crying over a guy who doesn't even know she exists. Keyboard smash. I was it's still going. I was in denial. I'm not laughing, by the way, before someone comes for me. Okay. I was in denial when the news came out, but now this hits me like a train. The pain intensified. How do I stop this? I'm sorry if you guys feel like I'm being way too dramatic right now, but this is what I'm feeling right now. It hurts. Like, ha ha ha, I'm laughing right now because non-iconics and other edgy Bobbics are coming after my ass for this tweet and policing how I and others should feel about this. Just because you don't feel what we're feeling doesn't mean our feelings are not valid. So yeah.
Okay.
I think it's very mature that this person's aware that what they feel is a weird feeling.
I think we have to draw the line at some point. Like, I'm not telling anyone how to feel. This is just a generic opinion. I would maybe understand this message if Bobby was leaving the group. If a bad scandal happened or something crazy happened and he was leaving the group. This is his personal life, and this person has been really respectful, and I appreciate you sharing your feelings. But I feel as though, yes, it's amazing to be deeply invested in things, but I feel as though there are lines to draw, if that makes sense. Like, because this seems like really intense feelings. Like, this could even be perceived as like Bobby's other wife or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Obviously, I don't know how young this person is, so that may play into it as well. But I really do feel like it's that blurred lines and how companies push these so-called, like, you know, idol to fan relationships as well. Because if I remember when I was, like, really young, like early teens or whatever, and I had a really big thing for B2K. Like, I loved B2K. They were like this... for all the young people, they were like this early 2000 American boy group. And I really loved Omarion. Like, that was my... you couldn't tell me different. That was my man. Like, our child was going to be called Shamari because his name was Omari and my name is Shanice. And, like, I was Shanice Granberry because that was his last name or whatever. And then I remember there was this rumor. I don't know if it was rumor or they actually were dating, but... he was in a film called You Got Served, and then there was like dating rumors or whatever that he was dating the lead. He was the main lead. He was dating the female lead, basically.
Okay.
And like, it hurt. Like, I was upset. I was like, but the thing is, like, I was upset, but I can understand what she or they, however they identify, mean, but it wasn't, it was upset at the moment when I heard it for the first time. Does that make sense?
Like, I think, like you said, age plays into it, and we can't assume how old this person is. And like, even if you listen to this and you're a big person, don't be offended. But I feel as though it's creating those healthy boundaries, because especially as you get older, and I think this is where, not this person, once again, not this person, but this is where we start to, we're a stone throw away from like sesang behavior. Like, you've got to remember that you don't know these people. I get, like, you might romanticize something or, like, think about, oh, my gosh, if I was dating this person. But I think it's really important to draw those clear lines.
But I feel like now, as I said, it's really hard to do that. Because, like, if you think about it, what's the difference between... Okay, there is a difference. But what is the difference between this, like, like, idol and fan relationship with someone that... You know, you've been talking to Twitter for a year and these people go on catfish and they're in love and they haven't met this person.
Because there's a difference, because yes, there are fan and idol interactions, but the most that you might interact with these people is they're on VLive, you put in a comment and they respond to it. Whereas if you're talking to someone that you just met online, it's a one-to-one thing, if that makes sense. So I would understand developing a more intense bond then, but I feel as though when there's such a distance, it's somewhat easier to draw those lines, because I'm more so looking at this from a perspective of being worried about people's mental health. Like, it's fine to imagine things, it's fine to fantasize, it's fine to romanticize things, but when you believe it too much, that's where it's quite dangerous and you could affect yourself negatively.
Well, I hope this person, as they said, like, you know, they're aware of their feelings and how it can look. And I personally think that it's really brave of this person to even tweet that whole thread in the first place.
Exactly.
Because they are probably not the only one. So good luck to them. Good luck to Bobby. This baby's going to be cute. Good luck to Bobby. And hopefully Noah, because I know there's like some weird fan detectives out there. Leave Bobby's fiance alone.
Like, no, he should just go to whoever, like, Chen went to, because I've never seen this woman. I've never heard about her.
No, I haven't seen Bobby's woman either, but you never, like, the things update all the time. But anyway, let's move on real quick. So next is Blackpink's Lisa released her first teaser for her highly anticipated solo debut. The poster was released on the 23rd of August in Korea, so the 22nd in other places. But there's still no date on it. It just says coming soon. We know it's coming soon. Like, YG, we know this. YG previously stated that Lisa is preparing to make her solo debut sometime this summer. This summer is nearly ending, girl. YG, what are you doing? I don't get it. So, in my eyes, I feel like maybe like an autumn comeback. I don't know, unless she comes back next week or something. I don't know, but there's that. And I have two more stories. So, the first one is Joy and Crush. So, Joy from Red Velvet and Crush have confirmed to be in a relationship. So, SM Entertainment and P Nation both commented. They had a senior-junior relationship, but they recently began dating with good feelings towards each other, whatever that means. So, I don't know when this was, but do you remember when Joy and Crush, they had a collaboration earlier on called Mayday? I can't remember what year that was. Like, the last 2 years have merged into one, so I don't even know what planet I'm on at the moment, so bear with me. But yeah, they collabed and probably sparks flew in the studio or whatever. But you know what I find funny? Can you imagine if you was an idol, yeah? And just say you just wanted to hook up with someone and then you get snapped everywhere and then you have to come out the next day. I'm not saying this is Joy's and Crush's situation. I'm just deep in this with all these like announcements of marriage and dating and babies, right? Can you imagine like someone is your like friends with benefits, yeah, in the industry, you're snapped together. Dispatch is like, yeah, Shanice and so-and-so are dating. You're like, no, this is just fun times at the studio. But now I have to come out and be like, yeah, me and blah, 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 we're dating. It's like, I can't stand you. I just have a good time with you.
I can't. I think that's like one level, but at least like you've been doing you, so you knew there was a risk of getting caught. But I think the most like funny thing must be like waking up to news of you and an idol that you've never like even interacted with, and you've somehow been dating for a year and you've never spoken to this person.
Is that, huh? What? Another thing that made me laugh was, you know how, I don't know what it is, that Red Velvet have over Korean hip-hop artists and Korean R&B artists. Like, they just love Red Velvet. I wonder if they're punching the air right now, like, damn, like, Crush is living our dream. Living our dream. Anyway, last but not least is about a rookie girl group called Solia. Basically, they debuted 5 days ago.
Okay.
They've already disbanded.
Oh.
Yes. So they debuted on the 17th of August and they disbanded on the 22nd of August. Only 5 days after making their debut. In an Instagram post, their company Space Music announced their disbandment was due to the company's circumstances and asking fans to continue supporting the members in their individual endeavors. I'd be mad.
What? That is so random.
I just feel like this company sounds small, and from, if you watch, like, this is no shade to the girls, like, they worked with what they got. The song wasn't that great.
Oh, okay.
And the video, beautiful gowns. That's what I'm going to say about that. They worked with what they had. I just feel like companies, smaller companies maybe, they don't realize how much money goes into everything. And I think maybe it's one of those situations where the bank account got dry. Like, we can't afford to feed you lot. We can't afford to keep the lights on. We gotta let you go.
Oh, God.
And I feel sorry for them because I don't know how long they've been training and now you're like, yes, I've debuted, just for it to be crushed in 5 days.
That's really unusual. Okay.
I think I'll cry, you know. That was me. I'll actually cry.
Come on. I know. But that sounds like, it just seems weird because as a company, even if you're small, you would have had to account it all your expenses. So it's either a publicity stunt, someone accounted wrong, or like maybe they spent more than they realized they were meant to, or there was a bad scandal under wraps, because that does not make any sense.
Scandal, maybe, I don't know. But then it's like, if it was a publicity, come on, English, if it was a publicity stunt, that's, you know what, let me not say anything bad. Anyway, that's the end of Hot Topics. I am so shady today. Anyway, if there's any stories that you want us to speak about, then hit us up on socials, all that good stuff. We're going to move on real quick to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and hot tea. You can send that to howut@gmail.com. Or you can fill in a very discreet form on my website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. The U is just the letter, where you can spill your tea and we'll never know who you are. So there you go. Anyway, Shay, take it away. Or before you take it away, sorry. I've been talking a lot. I'm really sorry. We did say in the previous episode that you're probably hearing on the same day that we'll pick up, there was an unpopular opinion about K-pop idols and Aegyo and pedophilia, and this sounds mad if you don't know what I'm talking about, but listen to the previous episode if you want to know what I'm talking about. We will come back to that opinion, we just didn't have time. But anyway, Now, Shay, take it away.
Okay. Our very first unpopular opinion for today is idols focus on rapping fast. Rap isn't always about how fast you can go. Sometimes I want to hear more slowed down rap, kind of like poetry.
I don't know why this made me laugh. I think it's the way this person wrote it. No shade to you. See, I'm being shady. All my days. Girl. I'm not being shady. It's just when you wrote slowed down kind of rap, it just makes me laugh. But I get what you meant.
Yeah, I do as well.
I feel like idols don't focus on rapping fast. I feel like it's the fans that know nothing about rap, and obviously many, I can assume, are not fluent in Korean, so they don't know what's being said. They feel like if an idol is rapping fast, that means they are doing something. Like, yes.
I don't even think that's just a K-pop thing. I think that's a music thing where people are like...
I don't think so.
I've heard, like, so many instances, like, oh my gosh, like, this person can spit so fast, like, they're amazing.
Yeah, like, but that's still a skill. But I don't think, for example... Just because, okay, the only person I could think that's come to mind right now is, like, Eminem when he spits really fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's really a bad example because...
He's good at it.
He's good lyrically as well. Mm. Like, it's not just him going, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? But I feel like there's more of a critical conversation with the... critical conversation? I don't know what I'm talking about. But I feel like there's more of a conversation of, yeah, we can still acknowledge that this is a skill, but this doesn't mean that, just say, okay, just put myself in the mix. If I can rap really fast, doesn't mean I'm going to end up in your top 10. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like, of course. When people say, oh, Eminem's my favorite rapper, the first thing they don't say is because he can rap fast. They will say everything else and then they'll add that. Whereas I feel like with K-pop fans, because obviously there's the language barrier there as well, it's more of, oh, I like so-and-so from this group because... And then their first thing was, oh, they can rap really fast. They rapped this set amount of bars in under 10 seconds. It's like, so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there's so much more to rap as an art form. Like it isn't just about... If someone can deliver something well, that's like... That's great, but it's about like the lyrics, like their flow, if their lyrics resonate or if it has meaning, or like I feel like it's a whole package. It isn't just based on like, oh, the pace.
Yeah and I feel like, I don't know, it's slowly changing. I feel like it's slowly changing within K-pop groups, that more rappers that are debuting, they're actually rappers now, that they're not just there because they visually look good for the group. So you can slowly see that more idol members are writing stuff or producing stuff. So you don't hear as much cheesy raps.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still... No comment.
I can't. But yeah, no, I think like we somewhat agree. Like it shouldn't just be based on rapping fast. And I think we are starting to see some different styles, but I think it'd be really good to see more variety, especially within idol groups. Moving on to our next unpopular opinion, someone said, I think that K-pop should have other races in it, like Black people and South Asians, because of how global it is and how impactful it is. I think that it's so important for there to still be global representation.
I'm not against other races being in K-pop groups. I mean, it's happening. I don't think it's important.
Yeah, I don't find it completely necessary, but I get your perspective, because it's like when something's global and more people are looking to it or looking to aspire to be like it, then being able to see an essence of their self in it can be important. But that shouldn't necessarily, I don't know, like it shouldn't be the responsibility. Yeah, I don't think
it should be a race thing. Mm. It should be more the content of what they're singing. Do you know what I mean? Like, but at the end of the day, it's Korean pop, so it's still pop music. At the end of the day, it's just, the only difference is it's sung in Korean. A lot of people forget that's what it is.
Yeah, and I guess it somewhat is because it's how we categorize it. But when people think of like K-pop as like an entire genre, if that makes sense, like it's It's just Korean pop music, and then they have all different styles and genres within that.
Like, as I said, I'm not against it. Who am I to gatekeep K-pop? I'm not against other races or whatever, as long as they just sing in Korean properly or whatever, or do whatever their role is meant to do properly. But I don't think it's necessarily needed or that important for it to happen in my eyes.
Yeah, thanks for that unpopular opinion. And then our very last one is, idols should be allowed to get married and have kids. I'm personally really happy for Bobby.
Yeah, we kind of spoke about this before.
Yeah,
yeah, pop them babies, get married. Whatever. I hope we get to a point where someone just says, oh yeah, I'm married. Is that okay?
Exactly.
To be honest, I feel like it's going to happen soon, because I feel like, especially the Korean public, for the younger generation anyway, I really feel like they don't care. I really do feel like the media dispatch like to sensationalize things. It's just like, no one I really feel like no one cares.
Yeah, like, in my opinion, I feel like they're well within their right to do so. But even if an idol turn around and is like, I'm leaving the group because I want to focus on my family, I can understand some of the outrage, but it's still their life at the end of the day. So I also hope it becomes more normalized.
Yeah, we need to start separating people from the job.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for all of those unpopular opinions. Remember that if you have any opinions, stories, or requests that you want to send to us, you can send them to hallyut@gmail.com. Leave your opinions or requests anonymously on Shanice's website, or drop us a DM on socials. But now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where we're going to let you know if we've been watching anything, listening to anything, or if there's anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I have two things. Real quick. So Gray and Zion T have a song. I actually haven't listened to it fully yet. I just heard a snippet.
Okay.
And I've missed Zion T and, you know, the Gray collaboration. It's bringing back early 2013 vibes. Like, just those names. I haven't, as I said, I haven't even heard the song yet. But yeah, where's Zion T been? Like, he's just been hiding. So, you know, it's good that he's saying hello.
And let's not complain. At least he didn't pull a Dean and just disappear forever.
Why would you mention his name? Let's have a moment of silence for Dean. Wait, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Okay, thank you. And a moment of silence for the stairs he fell down.
You're wrong for that.
Thank you. another thing is, this is really different for me. I've started watching a drama.
Oh.
I actually don't remember what the name is. Wait, is it called Love and Marriage?
Oh, okay.
Love and Marriage?
I think that is the one, yeah.
I think so. I'm only like on episode 2, and I'll probably still be on episode 2 in a couple months, because that's just how I watch dramas. I'm very slow. It's given me drama. It's given me Love and Marriage. Come through title. yeah, I'm enjoying it. I didn't give you any context, so just watch it. It's on Netflix. Okay.
I can't. Well, for me, on my radar was definitely Bobby, because I didn't even find out. I think I was with one of my friends the other day, and they were like, you know, Bobby's getting married. And I was like, what? Okay. So that, and also finding out that his like fandom is like called Bobbix.
Yeah, that's new to me. Bobbix.
But good for them. Shout out to the Bobbix. I hope you're
okay. I want to say something about Icon. Yeah, I feel like they only have maybe a year left of their contract with YG. Do you think they'll resign? Okay. Because do you think they'll resign?
I don't think so.
Because they've been very quiet. Like, they've kind of been neglected. Really,
unless it's like a short contract, like maybe lasting like a year longer, like I don't really see why there'd be the selling point for them to re-sign.
Yeah, unless, which would be some people's dream, maybe some people's nightmares, I don't know where people stand. Can you imagine, right? Picture this. Mm-hmm. So it's like their contract ends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then BI with his company's like, come bros. And they all get signed, and everyone lives happily ever after, and then Bobby's child grows up and he wants to be a rapper too, and he debuts, and it's like, oh my god, many icons. Oh.
We're gonna call 111 after this because I can't. Okay, yeah, I've heard people say stuff like that. I don't see that happening because I feel as though they're a fairly mature group and they're amazing as a group. I love Icon. But I feel like they're at that stage in their career. They're kind of given like GOT7 vibes where like I feel as though they're really close, but they're going to do their own things.
But they haven't even been given a chance to do their own things. At least with GOT7, as much as, you know, shade to JYP, but shade, he didn't really promote them that much. They still were releasing stuff and still were doing things, whereas it's just quiet over there. If it's not Bobby featuring on something, it's very quiet.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe there's something we're missing. Obviously, we can't see what's happening behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to add before I wrap up?
I think that was all my radaring for the week, but thank you.
You're radaring. Anyways, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests to halut@gmail.com, DM us on socials, or head over to Shanice's site.
Yes, be secretive. But anyway, guys, I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can hit me up on socials. What the hell am I saying? Socials, including TikTok, Facebook. I don't use Facebook. Why did I say that? Instagram, Twitter. That's what I was meant to say. At @kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram @theKway_100. And on TikTok @theKway_.
Until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye. Bye.